Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour for a Friday afternoon. We certainly hope that you're all tuned up for the weekend. And if you're not tuned up for the weekend, we, each and every Friday, bring you Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines with her picks of stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Michael.
How was your weekend?
Last weekend?
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, last weekend, yeah.
I can't even remember last weekend.
You probably don't remember it.
Yeah. Did you do the farm crawl?
I did not do the farm crawl.
Well, I didn't either. I was building a chicken coop.
I know. I saw some pictures of chickens that you have now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. My bride is leaving this evening. She's leaving me this evening.
Leaving you?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
that's not good.
For a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And you get to take care of the chickens.
You and the chickens?
I have chicken dinner.
Didn't you just get them this
winter,
week?
Winter, chicken dinner.
Are they laying eggs yet? Are you getting eggs?
I don't know.
Yet?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Know.
Okay.
What do I like?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Anyway, so enough about chickens. Let's get into the real meat of the day.
Let's do it.
What are we doing? What's going on?
This weekend, lots of fun stuff. And we're getting closer to Halloween, so we've got some fun, creepy events to talk about. Not the first one, though. The first one is kind of silly. It's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus in town. Yes, this is, you know, normally I don't get too excited about the circus, but this one is a superhero theme. So that kind of is fun. I think we're gonna go check that out.
I wonder if League of Iowa Heroes will make an appearance. They should.
Yeah,
they should have asked them to come.
That would be cool.
They probably out-league their league.
I bet, yeah.
I mean, it's the Iowa League of Heroes.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, but after my run-in with PETA last year, you know, they stand outside and they yell at you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
that kind of turned me off a little bit. But, you know, we're going to go for the superheroes.
Yeah.
We're going to check that out.
I think, you know, I got my first pair of drumsticks from a guy that was playing in the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus Band.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, years and years and years ago.
Pretty cool. Well,
I didn't watch the acts. I just watched the drummer. It was very cool.
Oh, okay. More exciting.
I know.
All right. Well, if you do want to catch that, there's a show tonight at 7. Tomorrow and Sunday, they've got a few performances each day. So you
very
can
nice.
Bring your little ones out to the circus or make it a date, whatever floats your boat, right?
Nice.
All righty. here's something really cool. The Ultimate Dinosaur exhibit.
Oh,
boy. The Ultimate Dinosaur exhibit is opening tonight.
Oh, yes.
Today at the Science Center.
Yes.
So this sounds
is a big
awesome.
Deal.
Yes. 12 fully animated exotic dinosaurs. Wow. Not any dinosaurs, exotic dinosaurs. Most of them are unfamiliar to most of North America.
Huh?
So these are new to us dinosaurs.
All right.
12 of them.
At the Science Center.
At the Science Center.
And animated.
And you can go see them right now, tonight.
Tonight.
Because it's open. Yes.
Oh.
Very cool.
Yeah. They got such neat stuff down at Science Center.
I need to stop down there. I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I love science,
It's right next door to that place that you frequent.
Yeah. I can see it from where I work.
You can
I would
see
think.
It.
Well, now that other place that's got all the beer
Hessen
on the
house?
Wall.
Oh, the bait shop.
Yeah, El Bait Shop. It's right next door.
I was there the other night.
I know.
Again,
you could just stumble across the street and go in there and see what the heck is going
I'll
on.
I'll do that sometime.
Right, there you go.
Well, now there's a date night for you.
Sounds great.
Okay. okay, here's something really cool. Let me explain a little bit. This one is in Van Meter, okay? If you're a baseball lover, okay, this is called For the Love of the Game.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know about this?
No, I don't know about this, but I know who it's about.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, this is tomorrow, Saturday. It's a day-long workshop, seminar kind of thing, and it's all about Iowa baseball history.
Yeah. Bob Feller was a big part of that.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
But... He's from Van Meter. That's why this is probably happening.
That's I don't know if they have it anymore, but it used to be the top high school player in Iowa got the Bob Feller Award.
Ah. There you go. See now.
Yeah, well, maybe I would learn about that if I went to this event. Yes.
There you go.
For sure. But this is in Van Meter. This is all day long. It's $30 for this. Includes lunch, dinner, and all these speakers about Iowa baseball history. That's just really cool. They're going to have memorabilia, baseball cards, all things Iowa baseball here. So that sounds pretty cool. So you want to look that up. There's a contact here. The event coordinator is someone named Leslie Herman, and her phone number is 515-996-9166. If you hear this and you really want to go tomorrow, give
that
Leslie a call.
That phone number again is?
515-996-9166.
There you go.
And you can get in on this event tomorrow. Very cool.
All right. Van Meter.
Yes. All right. Here is some of those spooky ones I told you about. The Sleepy Hollow Haunted Scream Park is open tonight. Another one that opens just this weekend, the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Scream Park. This is on Dean Ave. This is out there in Des Moines.
Is this at Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
I assume it's there.
Sleepy Hollow
Sports
Park. Rick's
with us next
park.
Week.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, Rick Flatt is coming on. The owner of Sleepy Hollow, he's going to be
talk
here.
Talk about this, maybe.
So we'll probably talk
probably
about this.
Look at that. We're already plugging
man.
Him there.
Yeah.
This is great. So this is out at Sleepy Hollow Sports Park, but it's their Scream Park, so it's a separate area.
Scream
yes.
Park.
So it's a haunted house.
Of course.
Out at Sleepy Hollow, and opens at 7:30 p.m. They have stuff for the whole family, though, so you don't have to think that it's just adult. They have, you know, tamed down areas for kids too. So, if you want to start
I'll go
getting,
that.
Yeah, me too. I'll stick with that.
You
one.
Know, all these movies that you see trailers on TV, some of these really frightening. Annabelle, I think, is the new thing. I don't know. I'm
not doing that.
I'm not into that. Pass.
I'll stick with the circus. That's more my speed. okay, here's another one if you want to get into the Halloween spirit. Carrie the Musical it starts tonight. Again, it's playing through October 26th, and this is at the Des Moines Social Club's Come and Go Theater over on Cherry Street. And they've got shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you want to check that out because all of their performances are great. But Carrie the Musical, if you don't know the story, you know, let's see, she's an outcast who's bullied, and gets kind of freaky.
It is freaky. Prom dress with blood on it. Carrie, the musical yet.
Yes, but they always do a good job over there. So if you're looking to be a little creeped out, get in the holiday spirit,
go
check that out at the Des Moines Social Club. All right. Here's another one for the fall season, Apple and Pumpkin Fest.
Now there we go.
We go. At Willis Family Orchard. I know I said I would mention some different orchards, so this week we're talking about Willis Family Orchard. This one is in Adel. Admission is actually free to this one. They're open just on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday noon to 6. But you just pay extra for hay rides or the corn maze, and for all the yummy treats that you can purchase, the apple and pumpkin treats. And, you know, if you want to just, you know, get the apples and make your own pies and
there
stuff
you go.
Like that.
Go to Adel, folks.
Go to Adel
like
and
fun.
Check that out.
No, there's
Family
nothing
Orchard.
Like that. It's so fun. You know, there's a little crispiness in the air, and then you go out to the apple orchard, and you've got all these good apple-y treats and things.
Cider donuts.
Yeah.
Yes. So go check out Willis Family Orchard this weekend.
Right. And it's a family orchard.
Yes. Also, if you're looking for more outdoorsy fun, the Madison County Covered Bridge Festival is also this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Location is Madison County.
I'll be darned. I thought it was going to be in Story County this year, kind of a traveling bridge exhibition.
I actually tried to find out more information, and I think they just assume that if you know where Madison County is, you know all about
know,
it.
Well, Madison County is the home of John Wayne's birthplace.
They got a lot going on over there.
Winterset, don't they?
Yeah. But I mean, we've gone to this festival a couple times. It's been a while, but, you know, lots of fun. They've got vendors
bridges
and stuff like that.
Yeah. What'd you do? Bridges, man. Yeah,
so
cool.
Meryl
Streep might show up. Who knows?
Yeah. If you're not exactly sure where Madison County is, you can go to madisoncounty.com for hopefully they have a map and they'll have some more information about the vendors and
bridges.
Other fun stuff that will be there. Check that out.
Wow, lots of stuff going on.
Yeah,
huh?
I've got two more for you. Got time for two more?
Yeah.
All right.
My
Here's
time's
the,
your time. Yeah.
I haven't gotten too much into the alcohol portion of the
well,
weekend
thank
yet,
goodness.
So I have to go there for a minute.
I was going to say, I thought you probably took the cure.
No. All right. So, this weekend we're heading out to Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee. This one is on Sunday, and they are having, it's called their Perfect Pour class, and they're doing a Guinness class. Okay, so they do a class on Guinness in Mickey's Irish Pub. This is 2 to 4, and it's free.
Whoa.
Free, yes, free.
Wait. So what do we get to do when we go there for free?
Okay, so it says, for the very first time, Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee is holding its very own Perfect Pour class. Iowa Beverage Supply will be coming from 2 to 4 for a private Guinness class. Come behind the bar and learn how to pour the perfect pint. And I'm guessing that samples are included. Yes.
Pour the perfect pint.
Pour the perfect pint.
I like that.
Yes. Mickey's Irish Pub
in Waukee.
And
then you can, after you, what time is mm-hmm. this? What time is this?
That's from 2 to 4 on Sunday.
On Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. You can do the Apple thing in Adel and then come back east and stop at the Waukee Mickey's. See?
You can.
It's a full day.
It's
Apples
a full day.
Games.
Yeah, yes. And then you can, yeah, I mean, you can, there's a lot here that you could do.
We are the trip advisors.
That is right. We can plan
your
whole weekend right here. And the last one, this one is for next week, October 14th, at the Des Moines Area Community College in Ankeny, so DMAC Ankeny, from 5:30 to 7:30, they are having a talk, and it is The Science of Embalming. Okay? This is pretty cool for, you know, getting in the Halloween mood again. If you've ever wondered about the history of embalming... They are having Professor of Mortuary Science, Travis Carrico, come out and talk about the ancient Egypts and how they embalmed and all of these other things. They're going to show you instruments, how they embalm people. This is pretty pretty exciting.
So I know what we're doing after the show next
Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're going
to Ankeny.
Road trip to Ankeny.
Seriously, don't you ever wonder about these things?
No.
I do a little bit.
Yeah,
do
see,
really?
Dustin's in on this one.
See, we don't embalm.
Oh,
yeah.
So
it's not on your head, yeah.
All right. Well, Dustin sees the appeal.
Yeah. So, you know, that really does, you know, because there's a lot of folks that don't know what goes on, you know, how they shoot those chemicals into the body to try to preserve it longer for what reason, I'm not sure. But it makes sense.
You know what? If you go to this talk,
maybe you
will find out.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, Cheryl.
That's right. Embalming.
Nothing like ending on a dead note.
Guinness and embalming.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
don't get those together.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening for Cheryl Tessier and also Ms. Schaefer, who was talking about her play, Girls Weekend. We didn't talk about that. Karen was in earlier? Maybe last week?
Last week.
Yeah, Karen Schaefer from Des Moines was in earlier.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we'll talk about it again next week.
All right. For Karen and for, what's your name? Cheryl.
Michael, it's only been what, 8 months now?
No, it's
only
8 seconds? It's bad memory. And for Dustin Halderson and all the crew here at Insight on Business, the NewsHour, that would be Monica Murray. Mark McDowell is the program director for the NewsHour. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. And Mary Sayer, the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Thanks so very much for being with us all weekend long, all week long. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.